mean, these people were kind of psycho on us, all because I answered the questions honestly.
It's bad enough to get the trolls. It's then people also threatening you with other things.
C60 is a molecule. It's not a nanoparticle. That's what I want to point out to be. And there's no toxicity. No level of carbon-60 ever showed any toxicity, probably because life itself evolved in a geologic deposit of carbon-60 and primitive lipids. But the whole concept that C60 in your brain is going to be used as a mind control device by electromagnetic waves is just ridiculous.
How do you legally move a few dollars or millions of dollars in the U.S. banking system without it being tracked back to you? I've been showing people how to get financial privacy, financial anonymity, in fact, for 25 years. I get people out of debt situations, even during the middle of a levy or lawsuit. Then I create a legal fortress around the cash flow and assets that cannot be broken, even by the IRS. For some professionals and small business owners, I even have to use the dark web to handle large transactions invisibly. If you're still the personal signer for any bank account or not using the dark web for business, you're a sitting duck. Visit me at aceofcoins.com to learn the secrets to total financial privacy.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Ken the Scientist back, and we are going to talk about some of the scams that have been going through the whole C60 world. Recently, there's a big player in the market that has been selling C60 without C60 in it. And so we're going to talk about that and how they figured that out and what people need to be looking for so that they don't get caught in a situation quite like that. And then we talk about science in general, where the country's at. I kind of get in a little bit of a tirade on what I've seen lately and experienced. And then we talk more about 5G, what's happening, how it's being rolled out. And he has some interesting things on autoimmune and some recent studies that came out on an inexpensive way to deal with autoimmune disease and some new studies that came out on that. So I think you'll find that really interesting. And then he sticks around for my Patreons and we dive more into what really happened in the Iran-Contra deal. His father was the lead officer in the Middle East at that time, and so he knows a lot of inside information on that. And he also was involved, he worked directly with Von Braun on the space program and some other things. So we get some inside scoop on some of the things that went on in history. So that's for my patrons, and you can sign up for as little as a dollar a month, obviously. If you have more, I'd appreciate it. That is a big way that my show keeps going. So thank you so much to everyone. And let's get into my interview now with Ken the Scientist. Hey, Ken, welcome back to the program.
Hello, Sarah.
There has
Good
been
to be
some.
Here.
Yeah, well, thanks. There has been some weird developments in the whole C60 world. There was this big scam, kind of. I would call it a scam, where one of the main companies were selling this black C60 that didn't have any C60 in it. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't intending to get involved in that, but it kind of happened. The person that runs the company, whose name I won't say, he's basically dissing a lot of the other people in the C60 industry, saying that their products had solvents in it. And I just want to point out, any high purity C60 product doesn't have any solvents in it. It goes through a vacuum oven process and the solvents are removed. So that's not really true. And some people contacted me on that. And then when I responded with, you know, just what I'm saying, you know, the truth is basically when you take, I think I've talked to people about this before, when you take carbon-60 and you put it in a clear liquid such as coconut oil, it turns it a purple color. Or sunflower oil, it would turn it a purple color. And then you put C60, let's say, in something like olive oil or avocado oil, which is tan, it turns it an amber color. So you can actually see the purity of your product just by, you know, looking at the color. Well, this product is totally black. It's like black like ink. And so it, you know, it got around, and I basically told people there's, you know, he has no evidence. He doesn't. We have, for instance, certificates of analysis that comes from the manufacturer. All our products have certificates of analysis, all the inputs and also the output, so by a third party. that tests our product. So we actually have a third party testing it to prove that it does have the concentrations that we're looking for. And it's all FDA compliant in the production process. That's just a necessary thing you should do for good practices as a business person. And so eventually, you know, the problem got bigger. Some people contacted us, and I just told them this is what it is. You know, you need a certificate analysis. You need something from a scientific laboratory, you know, something to prove that your product actually has what you're looking for. And they just got all upset about it. They just, you know, they just started, you know, dissing us crazily. And later we found out that these people are actually working with that, the Carbon 60 people. And just doing all kinds of things. They went online onto YouTube. I mean, went onto Amazon and gave us 1 stars on our products. I mean, these people were kind of psycho on us, all because I answered the questions honestly. Well, this thing kind of escalated, and finally it got up to SES, Chris Burris, I guess. He's the guy that owns SES, and so he basically went online and
a C60 provider?
Yeah, it's a C60 provider. Provides most people in the industry. Okay. And they produce a high-quality product. They're really they produce all kinds. C60, they also produce other fullerenes like C70, C84.
They're the people that actually provide the Carbon 60.
That's right. And they're not the only producer, but they're probably the best.
Okay, and so they're one of them. So he went online. And he knew they weren't buying from them. So what's going on? And
well,
go ahead.
C6 Carbon. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Yeah, the Carbon 60 people used to buy from them, but they don't buy anymore. So I guess they decided they could do it themselves or something. So what he did is there's a video online you can actually find and use. And what he did is he basically, Carbon 60 is 1 nanometer, basically 1 nanometer in size. It's almost sub-nanometer in size. And so what he did is he used a 0.2 micron filter or a 200 nanometer filter. So if C60 was in the sunflower oil, then it would be dissolved in it, and you would actually see it because sunflower oil is pretty clear, so you'd see it as a purple color. So basically, he took their product and he ran it through a 0.2 micron filter, and what came out the other side was perfectly pure, perfectly clear sunflower oil, just the way sunflower oil looks before there's something in it. And of course, Chris did point out that you can't say that there's no C60 in there, but you know, from appearances, it appears that there's absolutely none or very, very little. No, they haven't responded really. Well, they've responded on, you know, some nasty ways and just, you know, slandering people. But, you know, they don't have a real response because there is no real response.
Yeah, they didn't come out and say, no, his method was faulty and it really does. Or, I mean, that would be a response, right? They have not denied the claim.
Yeah, they haven't because there's really not much they can do. I mean, you have to have a scientific laboratory do that. And there's other things too. You know, some people say that Shungite has C60, and I've looked at reports that claim that. Now, I tried to get C60 out of Shungite. I'd used all kinds of methods, and I was never able to extract any C60 from Shungite. So I'm not sure on that one. Maybe it's hooked up on the carbon metrics. I don't know. But at least, you know, and let me point out, most C60 producers are, you know, ethical, and they're really turning out a quality product for their people. There's just maybe one or two bad players, and that's it. And I ended up in the position of sort of defending the C60 industry. And I kind of asked SES for some help because, you know, they were actually threatening to some people. They got the message they were going to sue me and, you know, and put a gag order on me and all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, it was really stressful to get, you know, hacked. It's bad enough to get the trolls. It's then people also threatening you with other things.
Yeah, they hacked your site, right? And your site went down. Well, you've been dealing with all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it's right after that happened. We had plugins. One of the plugins kind of went bad on us at a back door. They just jacked the system. They couldn't get in, but they could prevent the system from working. They just put it in a loop. There's nothing, you know, so we had to dig that out and get rid of it. And it's all fine now. They really didn't get into the system. They just corrupted a plug-in that jacked it up, kind of monkey wrenched it. But we're back up and running. Things like that happen. And how can you tell? You know, I can't say that somebody did that because I have no proof. I mean, hackers that you can catch are actually in jail. So,
true. You have no idea. It's just the timing was weird.
Yeah, the timing was weird and stuff. And I don't know who did it. So, you know, or exactly what happened. It's just one of those things that you deal with and move on. You know, well, it's part of our culture now.
Well, yeah. I mean, what are we going to do? Okay. So let's get into another thing that people are talking about. And I've talked about it in a couple other shows, but I'm not sure if we've talked about it to satisfaction because it keeps coming up. And so I don't think people quite understand it. I don't know if they're trolls like with this other thing, but it's the nanoparticle and C60 going past the blood brain barrier, which it will. And then it becoming this 5G weaponized thing to control us, right? I mean, can you, first of all, can you talk about, you know, the nano, because we know it's a nanoparticle, which it is what it
is. The thing is,
go ahead, it's carbon. Mm-hmm. We're carbon beings, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. First off, C60 is a molecule, it's not a nanoparticle. Technically, a particle is something that's made up of a whole bunch of molecules, maybe like a little crystal, right? C60 is a molecule. It's not a nanoparticle. That's what I want to point out to
people.
Okay.
So, but it's still at the nano level. It's just not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Molecules are at the nano level. Sugar is a nano level molecule. I mean, pretty much every molecule is nano-sized. Nano level is the level of molecules, of atoms. You know, that's how big they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a nanoparticle. It doesn't act like a nanoparticle. Nanoparticles are things like titanium dioxide that they put in a lot, you know, like in your paint or in your, or some of that fake coffee creams, you know, and that's like a nanoparticle thing because it's made of many molecules of titanium dioxide. And actually it's a little crystal basically. And so the problem with nanoparticles is they're basically little crystals. And then crystals act totally differently than a molecule. A molecule has electron bonds and all that, a completely different process. And that's that one. Now, the whole thing about, yes, and carbon-60 does pass the blood-brain barrier because it's so small. That's kind of part of the process of what it does. It goes in and out. And the cells actually somehow recognize carbon-60. I probably talked about before how carbon-60 probably has something to do with the origin of life. And there's no toxicity. No level of carbon-60 ever showed any toxicity, probably because life itself evolved in a geologic deposit of carbon-60 and primitive lipids, where that's where probably RNA and DNA chemistry. So it's never been a problem. But the whole concept that C60 in your brain is going to be used as a mind control device by electromagnetic waves is just ridiculous. First off, carbon-60 is like perfectly spherical, right? So it's not going to act as an antenna very well. And antennas tend to be long and thin, right? So it's not going to act. It isn't a conductor in your body, really, because you'd have to be in a circuit. So it's more like an insulator inside your body. And it's just the whole concept that C60 can be used like a nano. It's fear porn is basically what it is. And that's what you really got to, you bring it up. It's fear porn. There's a lot of purveyors of fear porn out there.
Imagine.
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 A place you can go.
That's safe.
With unlimited access.
To authentic information.
Backed by solid science.
And the boldest.
Brightest.
Minds.
Where you can learn at your own pace. Wherever. Whenever you want. Without fear of judgment.
Or stigma.
And connect with a community of like-minded enthusiasts.
As curious.
And committed as you are.
To unlocking the power.
Of cannabis.
Welcome.
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 To Greenflower.
Well, I've had some people type on my, you know, the comments saying that it's harder than diamond and you'll never, it's terrible and you won't be able to get rid of it. And can you answer some of those things? Because it doesn't stay in your body. That's why you keep taking it.
No, yeah, exactly. Well, that's one of the things about C60. C60 is what you call a selective antioxidant. It only responds to high energy oxidative radicals or high energy molecules like OH or superoxygen or hydrogen peroxide. Those are the things that it reacts to. For lower level, lower energy molecules like drugs or minerals or vitamins and stuff, it doesn't react at all. It's very inactive and it's smooth like a diamond. It's a sphere that's smooth like a diamond, so it doesn't make any permanent chemical bonds in your body, and it basically washes out in about 10 days. That's what studies have found. And on average, in 10 days, that C60 is just going to wash out of your body. Usually goes out to the gallbladder, into the intestines and out the back door, but sometimes it also can come out in the urine. So yeah, it just kind of washes out and goes away, and then you have to replace it. And because it's so inactive, and it just doesn't, and it can't break down in your body and just washes out into the environment. And C60 is also found in the environment. They've like near lightning strikes where trees get hit by lightning, they find C60. They found it like the KT boundary where the big meteor hit the Earth and the dinosaurs went extinct. And that's, of course, meteors make a lot of C60, and lightning strikes and other high energy sorts of things can produce C60. But it's pretty inert, and it's pretty much a non-toxic substance.
Well, why do they talk with such confidence that they know that this is a mind control thing? And it's, I mean, where do the people get off on doing that without understanding the science themselves?
Well, it's sort of this irrationalism that I've seen growing in the United States. You know, like 20 years ago, if I went out and tried to find a flat earther, I wouldn't have found anybody. But today they say there's something like 4 million people that believe the Earth is flat, you know. And there just seems to be this, I don't know, it's some social phenomena. There's just sort of a breakdown in our educational process or our social process or whatever it is. And there's just this growing irrational strain that is growing in people. And people believe things. That's the thing. You believe things. You know, it's what do they say? Trust but verify. I mean, if you hear something, you know, you can accept it or not by the person who gives it to you, then go out and verify it for yourself. Do the research yourself to know if it's true or not. Look at the evidence. I mean, you just can't take what people say on face value. You have to do your own research. And this is in everything, everything in your life, whether it's some medical treatment they want to give you, carbon 60, or anything else that you're some political statement by somebody. You really need to, you know, yeah, you could trust stuff, but you have to verify.
You really do. And, you know, I just had a situation where I had someone back out of my show because they didn't want to be associated with Dr. Haley and his autism studies on mercury affecting autism. And he says, it's proven that it doesn't affect autism. And I had at least 12 studies within 2 minutes to show them from universities and other scientists showing that it does have an effect and it's harmful for us. So my thing is how, you know, it's like they ignore certain studies, but if the official narrative says one thing, then they'll ignore these other studies. How do you get through that? Do you have any ideas?
Well,
yeah, I know, well, it's craziness, but.
Yeah, well, one thing is if your job depends on you not recognizing that fact, chances are you're not going to recognize that fact. Because you know, people today, we live in a really tightly controlled society.
Yes.
And there's a lot of, and people won't even admit that that's true. And so people do a lot of self-censorship, and they know instinctively what is acceptable to the power structures and what is not. And they won't even admit it to themselves, and they just automatically integrate that into their way of being. And so anything that comes up that is not, quote, approved is automatically rejected. It's like a cognitive dissonance thing. And it's like a survival value because, you know, if you say the wrong thing in your medical job, you're out on the street and you may not work there again. So in the field. So that's just something. And so people live
in
fear.
I think it's coward. Yeah. I think it's a bunch of cowards, especially for highly educated people. I think they're cowards. I mean, I don't know how else to, there's a point where cognitive dissonance is an excuse and you're just being a coward. Now it's one thing of admitting saying, okay, politically, I can't do this because I need to stay here for a little bit. And then once I'm more powerful, I can make a difference, or I have to do this for now. I understand some give and takes. I get that. But when you're just doing it blanket, then I think it's just you're a coward.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it. Yeah, because, you know, there's some people, well, they won't say things in public, but when you get privately and talk to them, they'll be happy to admit it and talk about the problems and stuff. But, and they realize that there's some people that consciously do it and some people that, it's a fear and cowardice, I think, in a lot of states, in a lot of cases. And it's just, and I mean, we live in a fear corroded society. I mean, we really are living, you know, Russia came free and we became the new Soviet Union. It's just ridiculous.
We're very fear based. Yeah. Very fear based. It's too bad because science should be able to be openly debated and openly looked at. And to me, it's just logical. Okay, this says this, this study says this, this study says the opposite. Why? Let's just figure out the math problem or the logic problem. Why does this study say something different? What is different about what they did? It's just variables. That's what I have such a hard time. To me, it's not, you don't believe something. It's not like I have this belief system with science. I'm just trying to figure out what the facts, you know, it's just like a logical process. It's not a leap of faith. There's no faith in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. And part of it's in America, if we don't have industry anymore. That all got exported to somewhere else, China, Japan, wherever it went. But so, basically in the United States, you got to either work for the government, which is usually a defense contracting job of some sort, or you work for academia, which is really an extension of the government. And so, I was thinking on leaving the country, maybe going work for other countries, because as a scientist before C60 Purple Power, because, you just can't, if you don't want to be their bitch, it's hard to find a job in science. And, I've talked about how they've ripped off some of my discoveries before, and they just, there's nothing I can do. They just laugh at me. Ha ha. What are you going to do? We got a law firm. You don't,
Well, that's true. If you don't have money, you can't defend yourself. It just,
yeah.
And I'm not talking some money. I'm not talking $500,000. I'm talking you have to have millions.
Mm-hmm. And I could go over lots of examples of, the big corporations just taking stuff from people. And it doesn't matter, if you have a patent lawyer. It's like the guy that came up with the variable blinker light, in your car when you have, goes at different things. It took him 20 years and some millions of dollars and to finally win against the automakers. 20
now,
years.
Did he
Who
win?
Has, millions of dollars? Yes, he did. He did win.
Did he win that story is true? Because I had somebody lawyer tell me that that's not even, the sad part, it wasn't even true. It was a more depressing ending than that.
No, from what it looks like, he finally did after like 20 years. He won like $40 million or something, which is a tiny fraction of the value of his invention. But,
Exactly. The guy almost had to lose his mind and devote his whole life to fighting it.
Exactly. 20 years of your life fighting it, and if I suppose he must have had another source of income or something, because it costs for the legal values. But for the average ordinary scientist or engineer, they'll just take it and laugh in your face. Ha ha ha. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's real funny. It's almost like they're part of the matrix or part of it. And they think it's fun. They feel like they have power by being able to subject you to the state's control until they're the victim. Mm-hmm. And then maybe they'll change their mind.
Well, they're all expendable, and that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about C60 and heavy metals, because heavy metals, particularly mercury, has been linked to autism in a lot of studies. And I would say heavy metals has been linked to it just because when they have gotten rid of it, including the iron that it displaces, they have shown that not only autism, but Parkinson's and other diseases the symptoms have significantly reversed. So it's so important to look at these heavy metals that are getting into our bodies. Now, does C60 do that? Does it help eliminate these heavy metals?
No, there isn't a study on that, but appears to do that. What it is C60 is like 3 to 4 times bigger, and it only appears to take out elemental mercury. And maybe aluminum. I'm not sure on that one. But one of the things we've found, C60 is about 3 or 4 times bigger than the mercury atom, but it also has the same positive, light positive +2 charge on it. And it seems to dislodge, inorganic mercury in places in the body where it's hiding. And because you're taking C60 in milligrams, and mercury concentrations would be in micrograms, it basically kicks it out wherever it's hiding, and then it prevents it from resettling so it can wash out of of your body.
Well, because
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We've had reports of people who first take C60 and they get like a metallic taste in their mouth. And then after a couple of days, it goes away, and then the health benefits kick in. I mean, it's anecdotal, but it really does appear to be something going on there.
Yeah, and so we got to figure it out. I know that Dr. Haley, what he's saying is that the mercury kicks out the iron. So now you got two problems going on. And then it greatly increases the oxidative stress. So now you got that going on. The iron, that whole situation increases the oxidative stress. So C60 could really help just decrease the oxidative stress, even if it doesn't fully get rid of all, but oxidative stress comes from all different sources. So it's not just that heavy metal situation, but yeah, it's really worth looking into the science behind that and seeing what else it's doing there, because we know it's linked to so many diseases.
Yes. Oh, C60 definitely does the oxidative stress. It greatly reduces that. And that we know of. And I mean, they've been doing, you know, there mercury, definitely there's a linkage there to autism. And thermiosol, which is basically ethyl mercury, I mean, it just goes right to the brain and sticks in there.
It's 50 times more toxic to your human flesh than the mercury fillings.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's just,
it's terrible. Yeah. I mean, and they're
and
putting
they
inject it
little
in.
Babies.
Yes, and they're putting it in these things. And I guess I've been reading on it, the pediatric foundation or whatever that's in charge of the pediatrics found out about the mercury and they know it's bad, and then they barred it from all vaccinations, but it never like happened. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Since they did that, it's the kids are getting even more mercury than they were before, and it was this big splash that they were taking it out, but they didn't. So they're actually increased overall.
Yeah, and that's one, like the flu vaccine obviously still has it in it.
Oh,
but
yes.
There's even another thing that is some places they have been taking the mercury out, and they've been replacing it with aluminum hydroxide, which, I mean, these are basically, the reason they have mercury and aluminum hydroxide, toxic stuff in the vaccines, is to prevent bacteria from growing. They're so deadly poisons that
they're
even bacteria,
the bacteria
can't survive. Yeah, exactly. That's the reason.
Well, is there...
And they found...
Go ahead.
Oh, they found like they've been doing autopsies on autism victims and stuff, and they've been, you know, doing spectroscopy on the brain tissue, and they found like pathological levels of aluminum concentrations in people with autism. It's like their bodies can't process out aluminum very effectively like most people, and so it accumulates in the brain and causes, you know, autism.
Yeah,
and
so
that's
the
another
same
thing.
Issue.
Mercury,
yeah,
exactly. It's the same thing. So they replaced one baddie with maybe even a worse one.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
There are three daily habits that are destroying your memories, and you will lose 10% of your brain by the age of 55 and 20% of your brain by the age of 75. It'll actually shrink if you do not do something about this. There is a free workshop that you can partake in where you'll learn what these three habits are, how to fix it, and how to regain your memories. There's a link below in the description on how to sign up. Be sure to sign up. It's free information.
Well, and so the heavy metals, it keeps coming down to that heavy metals and coming up with a way to get it out of your system in a safe method. Because if you're getting it through and it going through your kidneys and things, that actually can be damaging too. And that's what Dr. Haley was talking about, is that you can't just take it out. You have to take it out in a safe process as well, because the process of it going through your kidneys is damaging. So it's really, but it's so sad. You know, I keep going back. It's been something, you know, I do these shows and every so often I get a show that really hits me hard. And that one hit me hard because it showed that there was never thousands and thousands of people, never a single case of it hurting anybody. You know, somebody, a child might have urinated more, or they might have, but nothing, no damage, right? Nothing. But they had thousands of cases of the doctor and the autistic child reversing in its system, you know, its reversing its symptoms, and the best performance they've ever seen of anything. And they, instead of saying, okay, this didn't go through the proper channels, let's get it through the proper, let's figure something else out. Although it was through the proper channels, he could have sued and it would have. But the FDA was just so hell-bent on shutting them down instead of solving this massive crisis that we have growing. And it's at such an evil level. I can't, it's hard to even put your hands around it, you know?
Well, the CDC makes billions of dollars a year off the vaccine industry, and it's really money. It's all about the money. I mean, follow the money, and
well,
that's,
I know, but it's,
I think, what a large part of.
But the, you know, it's still, it,
I know, I'm doing this long enough, that I know it ends up coming back to the flipping money. And I know the black market organ trade, and they're killing people alive, and they're doing all these things for the money. But when you run into it head on, it's still like, oh my God. It's running into the head of the beast, you know, and you're like, oh, and it throws you back a little bit. And then you're like, okay, I got to keep going. You know, because it's just, my God, what did I just see? I just got to see the pinhead of the beast, you know, and feel it and experience. But yeah.
Yeah. And you see this stuff, and that's not the only thing. We can go into politics and all kinds of other places.
I know.
You see that same behavior, It's like, it's a cancer in our society. It's a destructive way of being that's making our lives ugly.
I know. And so, you know, that's why I'm saying I've had, and you see it too. And I know you've had a lot of things in your background as well. And that's why I have a show every so often that kind of knocks me to my knees, where I sit and I think about it for a few weeks. And it bothers me, because now I know about it. You know what I mean? Like, oh crap. Now I know about this, and I can't just do nothing. I mean, how can millions of precious people be, I mean, to me, that's like worse than almost killing them, because now they're not only, they're tortured their whole lives, including their families. I mean, they're these loving beings. They could, you know, that's trapped in this body. It's like you're torturing them their whole lives. And I don't know. I should stop. I'm just.
Yes, I know how that is.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you people? Wake up. But okay, let's move on. We have other things that we can cover here.
Yes.
Now, there are two characters that are heavily attacking the C60 as this mind control deal. Now, what is their deal, and why do they keep going after it? One character, I think, seems to be a fairly decent person. He's just maybe not. I don't know. He's maybe affected by this other one. But there's this person that claims to be a scientist that is doing and showing graphs and charts and all this BS. I mean, at what point, what do you think about that?
Well, I think part of the whole process, and he's not, you know, he's the main one in this, but I've seen it in other fields, it's fear porn. That's how people get, you know, get out there, get the thing that, you know, fear porn works. I mean, look at the evening news. That's the basis of their stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's just, if we see it in our everyday news, you're obviously going to see it on YouTube, and that's how they get views. That's, you know, this is terrible, blah, 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 this is that. And there's other stuff that person does that, you know, does point out some bad things about other things. I'm not saying that. It's just that, you know, if you're going to say something, base it on some scientific facts, some basis, and get your facts right. I mean, just do some research, please, you know. And it's like that one study, there was that Chinese study. And it was a theoretical computer simulation. Well, if we do this, this, and this, yes, it'll come out this way. No, that's not science. That's how many angels can dance on the head of a pin.
Exactly.
And you know.
Well, and this gets back to stop saying something like that's not ignorant, not true, and not based on science if it's going to help people. You know, this is helping people. So get the hell away if you are basing it on la-la land, because again, it's kind of like that autism with Dr. Haley. If you are so full of crap, just get away, because this stuff is helping people, and what you're doing is just harming people.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
yeah,
where I'm
just,
at.
Yeah,
I'm
I mean, yeah, it's not going on in this case. It's just fear porn, basically. Everything is got out to get it. Commies under the bed, whatever it is, you know, it's that kind of stuff. And it sells. I mean, people get views because, you know, people fear porn sells.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some benefits. You've been working on a cataract study. And how is that going?
Actually, it's going quite well. The reason we started it is, you know, there's very few human studies, actually none, human studies on the benefits of carbon-60 for people. So one of the things is, a lot of our customers kept writing us and saying, you know, I've been taking C60 for 6 weeks or whatever, and my cataract is gone. And I know, you know, personally, some of those, my earlier customers, they've all cleared up. And other people keep writing me, and they kept writing me and you know, on the site about that. And so finally, because we heard so much of it, and it was easier, like, for instance, my case, it fixed my dry macular degeneration. And I have other people I know that's fixed their wet macular degeneration, not just got rid of it, but also healed the damage. We have, you know, the whole you know, for the eye doctors, the pictures, everything. We might do a study on that next. But the cataract is basically, there's no cure for cataracts other than lens replacements. It's not a big field that we're stepping on people's toes. And so we just thought that would be a good place to start with a preliminary study on C60's benefits on eliminating cataracts, because we'd had so many reports. And so, yeah, it's going quite well, and they are improving. But until we have it, it's being run by a PhD scientific doctor researcher, and it's a clinical study. We're just C60 Purple Power is financing it. We're not actually running it. It's being done through the whole method of, you know, a proper scientific study.
You're not just doing this ad hoc thing so that the FDA can come, or someone can come in and sue you. It's a legitimate study going through. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's a research PhD, and they're doing a clinical medical study, and we may be paying for it, but it's not, we're not in control. It's being a legitimate part of the system way.
Well, excellent. Okay. Well, what other benefits are you seeing for your people that are using this?
Well, there's benefits I could talk about, and there's benefits I better not talk about, because I'd be stepping on some powerful medical toes. But the things we see is, first off, is the increase in energy. I can tell you about mine or other anecdotal things. I used to have the afternoon blahs where, the glucose crash. I don't have that anymore. It just goes straight through energy. I don't have that crash after, having a heavy meal or something at lunchtime. And that's a real benefit. And just general energy and health everywhere. And all the things, little medical conditions that people have, they start going away. C60 definitely reduces oxidative radicals, so a lot of inflammation goes away.
Pretty much anything that oxidative stress causes, it helps with. Because that's the main deal. I forgot to ask you, with the cataract study, how can people get access to that once it's complete? Because that's what people want to see.
Well, we'll probably just, once it's all done and the study's done, we'll just post it, probably. Just give it away, to put it on the site, a link to the site, and anybody else who wants it. So we're just, it's still months away from getting done.
Sure.
Because it's a long-term study. It's not just so we'll have to, and then they have to write the paper up and all that kind of stuff. So, yes. But we will definitely have it out there once it's available.
Let's talk about other science that's happening. Okay. Let's talk about the 5G rollout, because now I think it's starting to be in full swing. And there are reports that it's going out there. Can you talk about what you know about the 5G rollout?
Yeah, I think it was like, I had just been reading about what was going on. First, they said it was just going out in Austin and Boston and one other city, they're Palo Alto or something. And they were just doing a thing. But actually, we've been getting reports all over the country of 5G systems being put in everywhere. So not everywhere, but obviously a lot of places more so. They said they were just going to, I think the United States is the only one that's approved 5G. And then they said they were just doing a few test cases, but it really looks like they're going full bore to put this out in a whole lot more places than just a few test places. And we're just getting reports back on that.
Well,
and you got to remember that.
Go ahead.
Well, you got to remember that, they estimate to make the Internet of Things and hook everything up to 5G, whether it's in your house or on the telephone pole outside your house, it's going to cost $7 trillion to do that. That's $7 trillion of products and income flow into the electronics industry and the taxes that go with that. So there's a huge push by the powers that be to get this 5G system out and running.
Okay. That's just so bizarre that we can ignore health effects. Now, my understanding is they're putting up thousands of satellites within the next couple of years, and 5G is going to be put into these ring of satellites. Now, if 5G ends up being not what we think it is, that satellite system can be used for something else as well, correct? I mean, it can be used for another. So the satellites itself isn't as scary, although I've heard some reports that the satellites can cause some issues, just satellites themselves, which I'm digging into, I'm not sure. But it could ultimately be beneficial if they do something better than 5G. Because what are you hearing with 5G? Let's dig into that a little more. I know we've talked about this before, but with it being rolling out in different cities and so forth, what are you hearing that it's going to do? And how quickly are we going to see this? Because if it's already rolled out in Austin, should we start to see some of these effects at this point?
Oh, yeah. According to animal studies, they've done, they got 20,000 studies on the negative effects of electromagnetic radiation on, living organism. So it's not, there's not like a lack of knowledge on this. And yeah, and I mean, the things is like 5G, they're putting, cutting down trees in places because, you know, trees have a lot. 5G is, you know, it's, that's all in the, you know, it's the fifth generation. But what it really is, it's gigahertz. It's something like 0.6 gigahertz to about 100 gigahertz. That's the band range. And the gigahertz are also known as microwaves. And you know, microwaves absorb a lot of water, right? Water, you know, that's how your microwave oven runs. Now, there's a few places in the microwave spectrum where there's less absorption by water vapor in the atmosphere than there is in others. And like one's about 28 gigahertz. And that's what they want to put the cell phones on because that's the one where you'll get the most transmission. But the problem is that, well, they tried it. I think this, we can't, were you the one that told me about the Swedish study or the Swedish, what happened in Sweden?
Well,
on that one,
there was something in Switzerland where they released a big thing, but no, probably not.
Oh, okay. Because somebody was talking to me about that. I can't remember what it is, but they were trying. See, one of the things is 5G is really attenuated by the water vapor in the atmosphere. So I think in Sweden, they were doing this one study where they were getting like huge monstrous antennas to put out 5G, you know, just as a test case. And like there's cows living right next to the antenna and they all went basically nuts. They're like staring in the air. They stopped giving milk. They just all were, and they shut that one down after a while because the cows were basically kicking the bucket. So so what they did, and the other thing is now they have a bunch of tiny little transmitters. So like we have something like, I don't know, what was it, 300,000, 350,000 or whatever cell phone antennas that are doing the 4G thing or the 3G jing. And to replace that, it's going to take like 3 to 4 million, maybe 5 million little tiny 5G transmitters. They found if they made a big one that could broadcast, it'd be so powerful to broadcast everything, it would be so toxic that they couldn't do that. So they're going to bust it up into little tiny ones and put them out everywhere. But like one 5G transmitter in that size could only like service maybe 12 apartments in a city. So you have to put like just incredible amounts of them. And each one of them, and they also put out in packet bursts. It's not like a constant flow, but it's actually bursts of energy, bursts of gigahertz energies that's sending the data. And so that's even more damaging than, let's say, a current flow. So, yeah, I mean, animal studies showed that, you know, cataracts would happen really rapidly. So, yeah, there won't be too long before there's just a huge increase in cataracts and probably skin cancers. Because, you know, the microwave frequencies, they're absorbed by water, so they won't really penetrate beyond the level of your skin. And that's, like, ridiculous, the people that talk about 5G using to control your mind. No, the 5G won't even hardly go through your skin, you know, let alone, you know, inside your brain. That's just ridiculous.
Well, that's what makes that whole thing, you know, they call them disinformation agents, whether they are or just ignorant. Those kinds of things, then it writes off that whole group of people that are against 5G because they group them with those people because it's so ludicrous and laughable.
Mm-hmm. But that's the point. That's, you know, muddying the waters. They do that in a lot of cases. And so, and I don't know if these, you know, they just find useful idiots basically and support them. I mean, that's the Flat Earth Society, the Flat Earth thing, the Flat Earth method, you know, that was actually a U.S. intelligence operation to see just what they could do. And they did it. I mean, it took on a life of its own after a while. They don't have to do anything anymore. So they, you know, they create these things and then just let them loose. And then they just kind of build on their own in, you know, the soft minds of people. I think
they can,
that, you know,
they
part
can
of our
show
problem,
we can get 4 million people to pretty much believe anything, no matter what the science says.
Oh yeah, exactly. It said, you know, and they yeah, exactly, and they did it. So, you know, it's that's just the way it is.
Well, it is. Yeah. Okay. Well, there are some other things that you brought up that was, well, let's, before we move on, how do you protect yourself? Because it's inevitable at some point it's going to hit your area, or you're going to be in an area that has it. And what do we do until the powers that be figure out that it's harming people? We're going to be stuck with it for a while. So we just have to protect ourselves until enough people know about it.
Well, one of the things, you know, the things you're going to look at problems with 5G is cataracts, because that showed, you know, it causes oxidative stress in the, and especially because your, you know, your lenses are right there in the atmosphere. So, you know, I've heard rumors about it, but I talked about that that the 5G can't go through the UV absorbing plastic on the windows that people put up so UV doesn't get in their houses. So I've heard rumors of that somebody's going to come out with clothing either lined with that kind of plastic or that coating. And potentially you could also put that coating on like sunglasses. So that's, you know, a vulnerability. So if you put on your 5G protective sunglasses, then the 5G isn't going to be cooking your lenses and causing cataracts. And also if there's, you know, maybe they can put it in a hat and you know, clothing. So I've heard rumors somebody's going to come out with some clothing, so I don't know. And so you could actually have like 5G protective clothing. You could have 5G protected glasses. You could have a little 5G protected hat. And, you
that's
know,
a whole other industry. More money.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes. And so, okay. So there are things you can do to protect yourselves. And I think you're going to have to do that. I mean, yeah, it would be nice if we could stop this. But, you know, basically what's going to happen, and look, I don't know what's going to happen, but I can kind of project out, is they're just going to push this through. It's going to happen. There's going to be, and then there's, you know, and then there's going to be all these terrible health effects, and they'll try to cover it up, but that's not going to work. And then what's going to happen is the lawyer feeding frenzy. It just, it reminds me of Johns Manville, except before Johns Manville put out its asbestos products, you know, they didn't really know how bad asbestos was. Now we know how bad 5G is. And
theirs was innocent. Anyway. Theirs was innocent, yeah. To a certain degree, from what we understand. But, or, yeah. It's like tobacco in some of these other countries where they know that it causes cancer, but they're still selling it in Malaysia and other places and trying to get everyone hooked on it.
Oh, yeah. Because they can make money. The government makes taxes. And, you know, but I think what's going to happen is just like Johns Manville, you know, they're going to put it out. They're going to have all these terrible health things. And then the lawyer feeding frenzy, like a pack of sharks on a wounded whale, is going to happen. It's just going to be, yeah, the people that put all this money and invested in 5G and the companies that do it are just going to get eaten alive by the lawyers. I mean, you know, once the lawyers realize that, there's very little you'd be able to stop them. And so, yeah, they're just going to tear it apart.
They're the sharks. So in some ways, lawyers are great. In other ways, they're not. They're destructive. Okay, well, let's talk about some other science. You had something with the autoimmune disease, a new study that came out. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, let me grab that. Well, that's basically, I read Science Daily, and so that keeps you up on all the research news. And they just came out with one, which was amazing to do. And let me make sure I get all the people thing right. This was by the Medical College of Georgia. And so that's probably one of the reasons why this happened. And they basically used I'll just read the article's things. Drinking baking soda could be an inexpensive, safe way to combat autoimmune disease. And so basically what they did is they did an animal study where they just basically gave them doses of baking soda. And what happens is it seems to go into the spleen, and it just, there's mesothelial cells that line like your organs. And they have little villi that kind of sense the environment and tell whether things are bad or good, you know, whether there's infection. And so the baking soda, for some process, seems to work with those cells that line like the outside of the spleen, and it tells the spleen, oh, there's no, this is not a problem, this is something natural, and it shuts down it weakens the immune response. And they have macrophages, which are little bacteria or little cells that go out and eat bacteria and other, you know, invaders. They're kind of like the inflammation. There's a couple types of cells, the macrophage one, and then which kind of causes inflammation, and then there's macrophage two, which kind of suppresses it. And they found that when you do the baking soda over a long period of time, the second type of cells, macrophage two type cells, doubled, and the macrophage one shrank by half, and so the immune response was greatly reduced. And they were looking at things like the kidney disease, kidney disease and hypertension. So, and they found it greatly reduced those. So it affects, it was with kidney disease, but they also things like rheumatoid arthritis and a lot of other autoimmune diseases just by taking a dose of baking soda in, you know, the morning whenever you do it.
How effective do they think? I mean, will it reverse symptoms or will it just kind of numb them?
Oh, it greatly reversed symptoms, and it happened really quickly within just a couple of weeks. According to the medical study, studies, and yeah, this is not a placebo effect. It's animals, right? So yeah, it greatly reduced the inflammation, and it just basically what it does is the baking soda through all the different processes. They're kind of learning what's going on, not exactly why. It vastly reduces autoimmune response and inflammation, and it's easy to cheap. Anybody can get baking soda right, you know, at your local grocery store, and just mix it with water and take it.
Well, excellent. Okay. Any other science news that you want to share?
Well, that's the one. That's one, you know, I like to give things that people can, you know, that your listeners can use easily. You know, it's anybody can go get baking soda and use that. And I mean, I know people that have been using baking soda for years, but they're mostly weightlifters and other intense athletes. And because baking soda is alkali, so it alkalizes your blood, so it allows you to do a lot more exercise and do more reps and stuff and really helps your thing. So they've been using that for years. But and I suspect some of that affects maybe people using baking soda and getting rid of autoimmune disease. What it probably, you know, there are some anecdotal things. And then the scientist at the Georgia State University, you know, took that and made it an animal study. That's probably where it came from.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Will you share with us how people can get hold of you? I know you sell the C60 Purple Power. And then will you stay after to talk to my patrons?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I'm part of a, it's a team, C60 Purple Power team. We're at c60purplepower.com. And we sell C60 Purple Power, or we sell carbon-60 in coconut and avocado oil. Because, you know, oil is, you know, a nutrient. And so we want to give people the best oil possible and the most easily digested. And so coconut oil works really great for people with glucose issues because it's medium chain triglycerides. And so the body can use that as a flex fuel instead of glucose. So that's a really good thing. And we also have it in avocado oil because avocado oil also has the oleic acids and other stuff that olive oil has, but it doesn't have the terrible taste and it's much more easily digested by the human body than olive oil is.
Well, what do you what do you think about switching off between the two? If you're just if you don't really have a super issue with anything, but you want to be healthier, if you got both and just kind of did it every other day, would that be overall beneficial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you can mix the two oils together because they're different type of oils. And so each one, you know, your body can use. And the thing is, you know, we encourage people to take it with food. If you're not used to taking oil, it can have a laxative effect. It's the oil, not the carbon-60. Carbon-60 has no negative effects. So if people can just learn to, you know, once the body adapts, you can take much larger amounts. But in the first, when you just start using it, it's best to take it with food until your body builds up a tolerance for the oil. And that's why we have, you know, healthy oils, because we want to make, and, you know, and quality oils, because there's a little problem with a lot of olive oils. Unless you know exactly your source of olive oils, you could be getting something that really isn't olive oil. They've been adulterating olive oil with canola oil and other oils. You know, that's pretty standard. And so, but with avocado oil and our source, we have a really good source, and coconut, you can be assured that that's what you're getting. We have certificates analysis on everything. We're FDA compliant in all of our production processes. And we have third parties doing that compliance. So it's not us, it's a third party doing it.
Well, excellent. So okay, you said that you have a special gift of 10% off for
Yes, I do, yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is. It's SW10, and the SW is a lowercase letter. So SW10, that's a coupon code you put in when you order C60 Purple Power, and you get 10% off your order. And that'll be good for this month. So.
Excellent, cool.
SW10 is the coupon code.
Well, thank you so much. And stick around for my patrons.
Yes,